Leanne Clark is the stormwater manager for the town of Fort Mill. Leanne, not everyone gets their own theme music.
No, that is true. Thank you for that.
Yes. Forevermore. Yes. When you come in, we're going to play that song.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so cool. Who knew?
Well, what an interesting job being the stormwater manager. And when we hear a stormwater, a lot of people might think of many different things. So to kind of help us better understand the role of stormwater and drainage systems in our community, explain to us some of the basics and how you break down what's all detailed in your job.
Sure. So a big part of stormwater management is just making sure that any of the rainwater that we collect that's making its way to the streams and rivers is staying clean and being managed in a way so that we're not flooding and that we're not having a low water quality in our streams.
And of course, with the downpours that we've seen this week, especially Tuesday afternoon, when we're talking about the storm drains, those are on the right and the left side of our streets. If they get blocked, that can create flooding possibilities.
Correct. So a lot of times those basins will get clogged by grass clippings or yard debris or plastic water bottles are a big thing that people tend to leave on the side of the road, and those get washed into the storm drains. And any of that trash and debris will just sit in that basin, and that water will really have nowhere to go.
Wow. People treat stormwater drains a lot of time as like a water trash can. They just dump things in.
Correct.
They don't think about it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize that those drains that are on the sides of the road go directly to a waterway, and that water isn't treated or cleaned in any way. It's just going directly to a stream.
And like you said, off air, people would never think of throwing trash into a beautiful stream or, you know, because we associate that with the beauty of nature. Mm-hmm. But when it's a storm drain, we tend to think, it's okay. You're saying it's all connected.
Correct. A lot of times if people were maybe washing their car or, you know, some oil leaks out of their mm-hmm. vehicle or something like that, they don't hesitate to get out their hose and sort of flush it off of their driveway and right into that drain. And so a lot of times they're just not thinking where that water is eventually ending up.
Wow. We're speaking with Leanne Clark. She's the stormwater manager for the town of Fort Mill. You've been in this line of work for many years, but you're new to the town of Fort Mill.
I am. I've been here a little under a year.
Wow.
Well, we love it. We love that you're here. What does a day look like in the life of, a storm drain manager?
Well, it's different every day, that's for sure. One of the biggest things that we focus on in Fort Mill is all the new construction, because we have a ton of new construction. So a big part of what we do is make sure that all the stormwater on all those cleared sites
yes.
is being contained properly, getting into a stormwater pond and not just, you know, sediment running off of those sites and into the street and into the storm drains and eventually into the river.
And Leanne, is that why a lot of times when we see new construction, we see those plastic nets that come up to kind of collect the debris but still let the water through?
Correct. Yep, that's exactly why there's there. That's one of the requirements that we have, is that we have the silt fence around the edges. Any storm drains have protection around them so that sediment, because when you have a cleared site and you have just bare soil, that sediment can wash away really easily.
Yeah, and in Fort Mill, where the development is left and right every single day, you stay busy.
Correct.
Every day.
Especially when you just go in and you take down the trees, where's it going to go?
Right.
And you are charged with making sure that those procedures and standards to protect our waters are enforced?
Correct.
Okay. Wow.
Is there any?
Here she comes.
Yeah. No, I was about to say that earlier. I'm sure you're everyone's best friend. Is there any fine? Let's say you are at home and you don't think anyone's looking and you're dumping stuff down the storm drain and you're in the neighborhood. Is there a fine for that, or do you just have a conversation with them? What does that part of it look like?
Typically, I would just have a conversation with them. There, if it was something that was really, you know, someone was blatantly doing something repeatedly, maybe it would get to that level. But it's more just about public education and letting people know, you know, what they should be doing.
Yeah. And just keep those storm drains clean. And it's not, again, something you can just, because water goes down there, doesn't mean you can just dump things in there.
Correct.
Left and right. And we can do our part by keeping those drains clean, but we can also adopt a stream.
Yes, we have a program at the town of Fort Mill where local organizations and citizens are encouraged to adopt a section of stream. Basically, they come out two times a year, usually once in the spring and once in the fall, and they walk their section of stream and clean up any debris or trash that they found along the way, make sure that the water quality is good, let us know if they see something that shouldn't be there. And we collect that trash, dispose of it, and...
I'm just laughing because what you call adopting a stream, we called science class because our schools are so close to the Greenway.
Yeah.
Yes, I can remember cleaning up a few streams and checking the pH balance.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you give folks that adopt a stream, do you give them the tools that they need, like their gloves or a stick with a pointy, like a tip to pick up beer or cans, I guess?
We do.
Guidance.
Yes. Yeah, we do. So okay. If somebody was interested in adopting a section of stream, they would contact the town and eventually be routed to me. I would meet with them, pick out the section of stream they wanted to adopt, and then give them a bag that would have vests so that, you know, they would be seen, gloves, and trash bags, and then a sheet that we ask them to fill out to hand back to us so we can track how much trash they collected. And if they wanted the... pointy sticks in the way of the cans.
I know, it's a real technical term there. Sorry.
The trash picker stick.
Yes. Then we would provide them with that as well.
Wow. Leanne Clark again is a
storm. I'm sure Caroline Hastie is on that right now. Yeah. Oh, we got to get sticks. Town of Ford Mill, pokey stick. Yes.
Oh, they'll look good, though, I can tell you that. Leanne Clark, again, is the stormwater manager for the town of Fort Mill. Leanne, I have to ask, when the movie It came out last year,
do you
get some humor in that? Because he loves hanging out in storm drains.
And there was a balloon on one of my storm drains. So
I guess I didn't think too much about that, but that is a good point. I'll have to be careful the next time I'm looking in there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you go to the movie to see It 2, because it will come out, you just tell them that you're the stormwater manager. And you'll probably either be the most popular person in the theater or people will sit far away from
right.
you. Well, if you ever see a clown in it, let us know, please.
I will.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's an exciting career. Do your part. Keep those storm drains clean. Don't dump even physical debris, but also liquid debris. We're talking bleach, laundry detergent, grease, or anything like that. Just keep that clean.
And pet waste is another problem.
Okay, great. That's good
to
know.
That people sometimes don't think about.
And you can adopt a stream in the town of Fort Mill, so definitely do that and make Leanne's job a little easier.